Good afternoon, little Saigon, Seattle, and people out there all over the place. You know where you are. Good afternoon to the people living in Tijuana. Good afternoon to the people who are currently on a sailboat 15 miles west of Key Largo. Indeed, it is March the 1st, 2020, and it is just around 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's right, 1:30 p.m. Here in Seattle, Washington, the home of all things bullshit. Before I go too deep into the morass of my own madness, I'd like to do an errata, meaning I would like to state as a matter of record that I was incorrect about something in several podcasts when I talked about caged Calvinism. A friend of mine spoke to me about caged Calvinism a while back. And if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm drinking a little tea here, a little green tea, not feeling so great. That topic will come up. I'm not feeling that terrible. Not feeling that great, but let's leave that for the next topic or two, right? Anyways, I said that caged Calvinism was about people being in a state of faith where they're too much zealot and not enough knowledge, which means they're, you know, they almost have a revolutionary commitment, but they really don't have the basis to be where they're at. They're a brand new Calvinist, and the cage stage is a stage where, well, I'll just read the definition from Theopedia. And this comes from Theopedia. I'll make sure I include the fucking link. Thank you, Jesus. Right? Include the link. There we go. Got to include the link in the notes because I'm not feeling so good. Cage stage Calvinism. Cage stage Calvinism is a humorous term used to warn Christian believers recently converted to Calvinistic theology. It suggests that the new Calvinists would be best placed in a cage rather than cause undue offense due to their zealous promotion of a Calvinistic theology. Well, I said that this was based upon what they did in the Reformation. That's not actually true. This is a modern kind of concept amongst Calvinists. This has nothing to do with the 16th century. For that, I am sorry. The basic idea behind the cage stage Calvinism, as it applies to my experience with anarchism in 2017, I do think fully applies. But no, not to my knowledge did any of the Calvinists put people in cages back in the 16th century. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is errata. Errata is what you include when you fucked up. Errata describes a failure in your brain case. It is a reminder that no person is perfect and only God is perfect, and he sure as shit ain't a person. He's God, you know. God. G-O-D. Anywho, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that wearing the fucking hair shirt, which I was told was a real thing, and I'm certain it was. But yeah, conceptually, the application of this idea to my experience with anarchism in 2017 is appropriate. But this is not a historical phenomena. To my knowledge, the Calvinists did not put people in cages. So to anyone that I said that to, and to anyone listening to my podcast, all six of you, I'm sorry. This is errata. This is what I do up front. Everyone needs to admit when they're wrong. Everyone, that includes Seattle and King County. Yeah, they should admit that they're wrong pretty soon. Thank you. Anyways, that's as much time as I want to spend on that with what little precious time I have left. Oh, bejeebus. So I was talking to this friend of mine on the phone the other day, the same friend who mentioned caged Calvinism to me, and I was probably drunk at the time, so I assumed in my own whimsical Irish way that, you know, the Calvinists actually put people in cages when they were, you know, a little bit too much of a zealot. You know what I mean? The brand new Calvinist in the 16th century during the Reformation. A little bit too crazy. Too much heavy metal. Not enough country soul. Too much, you know, Alice in Chains. Not enough Muddy Waters. Yeah. Anyways, I was talking to my friend on the phone. He lives in Alabama. He's a smart kid. He's a good kid. Do not hold that against him. But I'm kidding. Alabama's great. About as good as, you know, fucking little Saigon, Seattle. About as good as anywhere. Anywho, I was talking to him on the phone, and he calls me, and the first thing he says is, "Sum we qua." Yes, the other night my friend calls me on the phone and the very fucking first thing he says is "sum wequa." And I was not drunk because I can't afford a lot of beer and weed right now, so that's important to the story. "Sum wequa." "Sum wequa." And he's a smart kid. Like, he's in his 20s, but he's a really smart kid. And so I thought he was, you know, sharpshooting me in an Alabama kind of way and throwing some fucking Latin at me. And full disclosure, I didn't study Latin in school. I mean, I know Latin phrases. If you've studied military science, economics, history, or philosophy, or the fucking law, and I'm sorry if you did that, you probably ended up with some Latin, whether you liked it or not. And when I heard "sum wequa," I thought, there's at least two words in there that I think are Latin, so I'm going to ask him, what does that mean? And then he says again, "sum wequa." And I say, fuck! Fuck! Well, it turns out he was just trying to say, "sum week, huh?" as the first thing he said to me. "Some week, huh? Like, hey, it's been a crazy week." But in my fucking crazy Irish head, probably filled with parasites, I thought I heard a Latin phrase. Well, guess what? I looked up "sum wequa." It means, "I am a force." "Sum wequa." "I am a force. I am a force to be reckoned with. Sum wequa. I am a force that cannot be controlled. Sum wequa. Ugh, sum wequa. Sum wequa. Yeah, my friend, he wasn't speaking Latin. He wasn't sharpshooting me. He wasn't being a dick. He's actually a really good kid. My God, he's half my age. And at his age, he's twice as smart as I was. But he didn't mean any Latin. He was just saying it's been a crazy week, and my brain heard something else. But when I translated the Latin, it means "I am a force." That's a good fucking piece of Latin to say to yourself in the coming days and weeks. Every time you feel as if you can't keep control of your life, every time you think that this is too much for you, every time you think that you're hungry and you're sad and you're depressed, every time you focus on the broken plates on the floor, just say to yourself, "sum wequa." I am a force. Don't give up on yourself. And if you don't want to say that, say some week, huh? Some week, huh? Some week, huh? Because it's been some week and you're still alive. If you're listening to me, you're still alive, buddy. Indeed. Every time over the next couple weeks, if you feel crazy, if you feel stressed out, if you feel like you're losing control, I don't care if you're religious. If you're religious, do what I do, say a prayer. If you're not religious, that's okay too. If all you can say to yourself, if you have to write it on the fucking blackboard, sum we qua. And I think I'm pronouncing that right, and if I'm not, fuck it. I thought a guy in Alabama was telling me Latin, so fuck you too. But say to yourself, I'm a force. You are a force. You're alive. You're not dead. Every fucking moment you're alive, you've got another chance. Every fucking second you're alive, there's another opportunity. So today was a bad day. Tomorrow might not be. And you know, here's the thing about the great discontinuity, and I talk about it a lot, so I bring it up a lot. Nobody knows what happens next in the great discontinuity. There are likelihoods. Yeah, there's probability. But probability is a bitch. Probability is a nasty, nasty, sleazy hooker that, you know, lives in Ketchikan, Alaska. You pick her up at the Marine Bar. I don't know if that bar is still in Ketchikan. Let me know. Probability is a hooker with crabs in Ketchikan. Indeed, likelihood at this point in the great discontinuity is a hooker in Ketchikan, Alaska. Sum weekwa. I am a force. Some week, huh? You're a force. It's been a week. It's been crazy. Watch out for yourself. Cut yourself some slack. From a crazy drifter in Little Saigon to all you folks out there who probably did a better job this week of taking care of yourself and the people you love than I did, cut yourself some fucking slack. These are crazy times. And what's funny is my friend, while he didn't intend it, accidentally reminded me that I too can survive. I mean, not in some cheesy pop song kind of way, but we all can. We can all hang on for as long as we can. And you know what? If we die, we die. Whether you're religious or not, no matter your belief system, we all got into this with the same situation. We were all going to die. none of us lives forever. And it's not even really that tragic. It's simply a fact of life. It is tragic that so many Americans got suckered into believing that happy, shiny, easy living is a forever thing. That's bullshit. That's the lie. That's the thing you've got to throw away if you want to get through the next few years. There is no guarantee for anything. Nothing. The food, the water, the shelter, the electricity, the internet, the job, the 401k, the pension, all of these things are basically castles of sand. None of them are guaranteed. There is no guarantee. But you are a force, because you are not dead. And God gave you the ability to navigate this world in amazing ways if you can believe in yourself. You need to believe in yourself, is what I'm saying. And I'm not a fucking guru. I'm not telling you I've got a 12-step or 13-step or 5-step program. Here's the only step I know. You are a force. You are alive. You're not dead yet. And every day is another opportunity. Every day is another chance. Next topic, we're going to do the plague update. Let's update ourselves on the plague. Sum wequa, what the fuck? Don't even get me started on the special news, but we're going to read the plague update or go through the headlines of it. Fuck. And I did say it was March the 1st, right? March the 1st. Can you fucking believe it? It's fucking crazy. Oh, so here is your plague update for today on March the 1st. Ugh, fucking A's. You know, these fucking browsers sometimes piss me off. All of them piss me off. If I were the one who built the browsers, I would have done a better job, but that's what everybody says. Everybody says that shit. Okay, sum wequa. Here we go. This is coming from Zero Hedge, and I'm just going to do the summary. This is published today around noon Eastern Standard Time. Headline, March the 3rd, 2020. Italian death toll surges to 34 as confirmed cases jump 42% overnight. Fuck. Six suspected cases isolated in New York City. Shit. Rhode Island announces presumptive case. Presumptive. That's some real legal talk right there. Presumptive. What the fuck does that mean? They either have it or they don't. Don't use legal bullshit when people are dying. That's just my opinion. Patient recently visited Italy. Recently visited Italy. France reports 30 new cases, bringing total to 130. That's not so great. Czech Republic, Dominican Republic report first cases. Fuck. Didn't they say, you know, the warmer climates, but Czech's different, but Dominican, fuck. Chinese health officials report first double lung transplant connected to virus case. Even if that's something that can help, you guys got to put on your thinking caps when you read little fucking stories like this. Even if you could have a double lung transplant to save your life, please use common sense here. What is the likelihood that we're going to be able to do that for everybody, given hospital capacity, given the skill set required to do a, you know, organ transplant? Please wake the fuck up when you read shit like this. Iraq, Bahrain confirms 6 new cases. Lebanon confirms 3. Fuck. 6 being tested in New York City for that fucking corona shit. Fuck. South Korea confirms 18th death. Fuck, shit, fuck. Officials seek murder charges for founder of church at epicenter of outbreak. That won't be the first time a church founder was threatened with death. American Physical Society cancels major scientific conference. Oh, I'm so sorry, you major fucking scientists. Juventus quarantines U23 squad. I have no fucking idea what Juventus is, or the U23 squad. It sounds like some sort of super neo-Nazi high-tech steampunk bullshit. Iran death toll hits 54 as Trump offers aid. Add one letter to that word. Iran death toll hits 54 as Trump offers AIDS. Here you go. We'll take your coronavirus, your deflator mouse, and we'll give you AIDS. No, I'm sure it's aid. Thailand, Australia report first deaths. Fuck. Spain case count hits 73. France hits 100. Shit. Independent scientist says it could have been spreading in Washington, that's where I live, for 6 weeks with hundreds infected. That's also what I've been kind of saying, folks. That if it was hitting here, probably the most likely thing is Seattle and King County would conspire as long as possible to keep this shit secret. Why? Meditate on this. Think about the economy in King County. It is a China economy here. It is a China fucking tech hub economy. If you subtract China out of King County, that's bad. Of course, if you were to subtract the military industrial complex and the NSA and China out of King County, last person to leave, turn the lights out. We would be done. That would be the state of the economy here. That's how, I would add, that's how close Seattle is to becoming what I predicted many years ago, the next fucking Detroit. Oh, yeah, Seattle's not going to be a Detroit. Why? Detroit was considered one of the greatest cities in American history in the early 60s. And then a couple years later, it fucking collapsed socially. So you tell me why that fucking can't happen. It can happen anywhere where people are stupid enough. And if you don't think people are stupid enough here, please move to Seattle so you can learn. I'll continue with the outline here because we can return to Washington. Italian cases number more than 1,100. South Korea reports more than 3,700. I don't even think the testing is good enough yet for us to know. I kind of think probably half the planet's infected now with this thing. That's how honest I think the reporting's been. Italian death toll hits 29. That's bad. Luxembourg reports first cases. Fuck Luxembourg. UK cases rise 35 as 12 new cases identified. Fuck the UK. UK Health Secretary says China-style lockdown's an option. Fuck. Well, they really do jump the fucking gun on shit, don't they? I mean, the UK went full bore on Orwellian camera bullshit. But really, come on. Do you really want to be welding people's flats, you know, the doors closed? That's the China solution. Oh, you have sick inside. Well, we'll just weld the door. Fuck. That's a great answer there, China person. Thank you. That's your plague update, your worldwide plague update provided by Zero Hedge through me for March the 1st, 2020. I'm going to read something else here too. I'll probably read more of it. I think it'll be worth reading. Let's read it, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll talk about my own sickness, my own disease, what I'm dying of here in Little Saigon, Seattle, you know. This comes from a website. Fuck, they're doing a paywall bullshit on me. Oh my god, really? Oh my god, this is so much bullshit. I'm not gonna read it, because I was able to read it earlier, and now they did a paywall bullshit on me. Fuck you, MedPage. Let's just talk about the facts. There was a long-term care facility in Kirkland, Washington, where suddenly they've had a lot of infections and one death. The death was of, I believe it was a woman, or maybe it was a man. I'm not really sure. Does it really matter? It was either a man or a woman, and it was really old. The person was old, but not that old, actually. No, they weren't that old. They were in their late 50s. But they were dodgy. They were in a dodgy situation. Their body wasn't working so good. So yeah, they got taken out. All I can tell you is this, guys. I don't trust government, but I'll say this even further. If I don't trust government, I trust the King County government and the Seattle government even less. Which is to say, I'm going to kind of like rephrase a little bit Churchill here. All city governments suck. Excuse me. All city governments... I should rephrase it this way. Seattle city government sucks the worst. Like, all governments suck. All city governments suck. Seattle city government sucks the worst. That's how I would rephrase that Churchill quote about government. Seattle government's the worst. There's a lot of lying, a lot of deception, a lot of shadowy fucking globalist behavior. I remember back in January... So, you know, I take mass transit a lot. Not ashamed, not proud. I take the mass transit. I take the buses. I take metro. I take the streetcar. And that's okay. I do that because I have to. I don't want to get into the whole, is mass transit good or bad? In a free world, I truly believe you would see cities with mass transit. Probably wouldn't be run a lot better. Probably would be cheaper. But the fact is, it's not a bad thing to have to take the bus. Well, when you take the bus, you get sensitive to the bus schedules, and I'm really OCD. And back in January, I noticed some weird fucking shit happening with both the streetcar and the bus schedules. And I don't know if this was everywhere, guys. I don't know if this was across King County or just here, but it definitely was weird. It was like cancellations, or what I would call triple buses, where you wait for the fucking bus for an hour that's supposed to show up every 15 minutes, and you know how they solve this problem? They send you three buses. This is how Metro King County solves the problem of schedules and proving that they're keeping their schedule. They won't necessarily keep to the schedule, but they will keep to the statistical distribution, which means if you're supposed to have three buses that hour, you're going to get three buses. If not separated by 15 or 20 minutes, you're going to get them all at once. A lot of that shit going on. A lot of the fucking train shit going on with the fucking streetcar not working correctly. Just weird stuff with Metro. Bus drivers not being available. Schedules being late or delayed. And the answers, the explanations make no sense because the streets were kind of empty. Now, this could have been mainly in Chinatown. This could have been mainly a thing around where I live. I don't know for certain. But even if that's true, that kind of makes sense. The King County economy and the economy in China are connected. Okay? This is a tech hub. Okay? We have Microsoft here, Amazon here, Google here. Yeah. Boeing, and a lot of necessary, and I use sarcastic quotes, necessary STEM workers, H-1B visa. I don't think they're necessary. I haven't met one fucking STEM worker yet, one fucking engineer from China yet that was actually a decent programmer. So I'm told they're necessary. I think that's a load of bullshit. Mostly they're about average. And what I know for this is there are lots of about average Americans who can program computers. So why the fuck Do we need to import anyone? The answer is we don't. But, you know, it kind of makes you ponder that whole Boeing issue and the necessary engineers and shit, because it kind of makes you wonder, maybe if we actually had good solid engineers here at home who weren't afraid of being sent back to China, maybe more people at Boeing would have been honest about what was going on. I promise you, if you dig deep enough into the true story of what happened at Boeing, you're going to find a lot of STEM, necessary STEM, H-1B visa engineers who are too afraid to fucking talk. That's the little bit of truth I'll throw. I can't prove it. That's my opinion. So if you know that the Chinese economy and the economy of King County are very much connected to each other, then you don't... all of this makes perfect sense. It explains why they would lie. It explains why they would downplay it. It explains why they would put people's lives at risk here. Because they don't give a fuck. Their masters don't live here. Their masters live in Beijing. The masters of the economy in King County do not live in King County at all. They live in other places. They live in Beijing, or they live in places where the people like Bill and Melinda Gates or fucking Eric Schmidt or douchebags like that live. But they're not about ordinary people. And if it comes down to their fucking pocketbook and your life, you are fucked with these people. They are not free enterprisers. If you're an anarcho-capitalist and you look at Microsoft and Google and fucking Amazon and Boeing as examples of capitalism, you're a fucking idiot. These are crony corporations. These are about as capitalistic as any shitty fucking company you'd find in China, where the commissar says, make sure you run the electricity today. Why, commissar? Because we have to make it look like people are working. So run the fucking plant today, please. Run the machines, turn on the lights. That way people will believe we're working. And we promise we won't weld the door of your fucking house if you do it. But we will if you don't. Fuck. So no, I don't trust the King County government. I worked at Harborview for about a year. Harborview Medical Center. I worked in informatics. I worked with something called Microsoft Amalga. It is too depressing to talk about. That and the cronyism and the 2009 stimulus fucking package and something called meaningful use. Too fucking stupid. Microsoft Amalga was too fucking stupid. Now it's called Caradime Amalga because they sold it to GE. I guess General Electric loves to buy shit. I've got some good stool. I got some green and brown stool that I could sell GE. And is likely more valuable than Microsoft Amalga. Here's what I learned that year. The people in the hospital systems in this country are not motivated by anything other than their own capricious, selfish, let's fucking turn people's lives into a rent economy bullshit. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't. I said this in a tweet or two. I said this in a podcast. If you see the National Guard at Harborview Medical Center, it won't be to, protect the hospital from people going in. No, no, no. They will be there to make sure the nurses and the doctors don't flee. Do you understand what I just said? The National Guard and the Army will show up at your hospital not to make sure that people don't bust down the doors. No, 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 just the opposite. To make sure that the doctors and the nurses don't fucking get out of Dodge. Do I think there are doctors and nurses who care about people? Yeah. Do I think that they represent most of the fucking pie chart? Not even half. Maybe they represent 10 or 15%. The rest of them, if there's not somebody barring the door, they will bolt. They will go to their timeshare in fucking Colorado, in some fucking ski resort. They will go someplace else, Mexico, New Zealand. They will be gone if they're not already gone, if they thought about it. But then again, these douchebags believe their own shit, so they're probably currently still meditating on reality. I was told Seattle's a super city. I was told Seattle's a super city. I was told Seattle would never fall. Yeah, you know, you were lied to. So what do I think about this situation with Washington State? I think they've known for at least a month. I think King County has known for a month. I think Seattle has known for a month. And any of those people in the health department who say they haven't are fucking liars. I think the metro system has known for a month. I think they've had drivers who've gotten sick. Why? The first victim of this bioweapon in Wuhan, China was... I think he was admitted to a hospital in the first week of December. That's what the fucking mythology says. Well, if this nasty, nasty Gumbus disease has an incubation period of a month, that means he got sick before then, maybe a month before, maybe pretty close to fucking Halloween. Every day during November and December, you had flights between the United States and China. Maybe not direct flights. Does it fucking matter? Actually, kind of makes it worse. Kind of makes it worse, really, when you think about it. You had probably no direct flights. Maybe you had the ones that weren't direct. Those are worse. And you had a lot of corporate people shuttling back and forth between Microsoft and Google and Amazon and whoever fucking else is a believer in the super city of Seattle that cannot be stopped because it's so technologically super powerful. You had lots of flights. Chances are you had your first outbreak in the Seattle area sometime in the first week of January. So when and this is what I noticed, the middle of January, I noticed this. I started noticing that the streetcars were late or they were being canceled or there were signs posted saying, oh, we're going to be running late today. There were buses that the schedules were all fucked up. And then you add to it, it was almost like the drivers didn't care if you paid anymore. Now, guys, last summer, they had fucking King County Community Transit Police on the trains, on the streetcars, on the buses, checking people if they paid and giving them tickets for $140. I know this because my sister got ticketed on the fucking light rail. $140. She had a fucking card, an Orca card. She had the money. She got basically in trouble because she didn't swipe it. Big fucking deal, right? Well, they're not checking right now. They don't care. I've been getting free rides for a few weeks now. Think about it. Does anybody care? No. This is spilt milk. Nobody cares. I'll even go further. I wouldn't be surprised if they ever do a proper audit that at Harborview Medical Center, they classified this as the flu. And what's critical here, I would be willing to wager someone was told to classify this as the flu. If you research the diagnosis codes in the system, if you go into their fucking, if they still have anything like a data warehouse for their clinical data, you will find probably diagnosis codes and other information that point towards the flu. You know, ICD-10. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. It's part of the hell of understanding healthcare informatics. International classification, diagnosis, ICD-10 is a new way of applying codes to diagnosis. The point is, I think that there were people who were admitted to Harborview and the University of Washington Medical Center made a deliberate fucking decision to classify them as the flu. I would not be surprised. In fact, if a proper reckoning is ever done of this, which will never happen, it won't happen. There'll be no proper reckoning. Add this to the reasons why I'm a fucking anarchist. Add this to the reasons. What do they tell you if you're an anarchist? Well, what will people do if there's no one to enforce the law? I don't know. Isn't there a law against using bioweapons, you stupid fuck? Isn't there a law that was signed under the Nixon administration against using fucking bioweapons? Isn't there a fucking law already? I could go down a list of laws that our government and all other governments don't give a shit about. So please shut the fuck up about what do we do if no one's going to enforce the law. No one's really doing it right now. Unless, of course, you're like me and you're a schmuck. If you're an everyday schmuck, if you're an everyday fucking peasant or serf or slave, believe me, they will enforce the law. But on the motherfuckers who've given the planet Earth a rim, not a rim job, because that's supposed to be pleasurable, the motherfuckers who've shoved rebar up the butthole of planet Earth, they don't get in trouble. They get bonuses. They get fucking houses on Fire Island. Martha's Vineyard shit. So don't tell me this crap. Look, Dan, what will we do if there's no one to enforce the law? Every time you say this, I'd rather die of the Wu flu. I'd rather die of Deflator Mouse. I'd rather have my blood squirming out through my orifice rather than hear your terrible, terrible, nonsensical, retarded bullshit. There is a law against bioweapons. There is a law against murdering people during war, murdering civilians. It's called a crime against humanity. There are laws I can go down that the United States has violated for multiple decades now during the war on terror. There are all kinds of laws I can point to that the Chinese government violates. Please shut the fuck up about your fucking laws. They don't help me. They don't help people like me. They fuck people like us. So fuck you and your laws, actually. Fuck you and your laws. So I think they've been reclassifying the flu. I think that's one of the ways that the United States generally, and I think especially Seattle and King County, I think they've been calling this thing the flu. They die of the flu, Mr. and Mrs. Jumbleblood. And what's really funny, or not so funny, is people may die. No, excuse me, May is the wrong word. People are going to die because of this lying, because of this deception. That's what will happen. The result of this is more people will die. And why? Because of political correctness. Because nobody wants to even use logic or reason. They need to protect the bottom line. They need to protect the King County and Seattle municipal pension funds, which are probably invested in, yes, 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 stuff in China and stuff related to stuff in China. I wouldn't be surprised if the people in King County who have been making the health decisions for the last 6, 7, 8 weeks have been lawyers. That's right. Lawyers have probably been making the decisions for King County and Seattle for the past month and a half. That's my wager. I could be wrong. Lawyers have decided if your kid will live or die. Lawyers have decided if your grandma's gonna die at the fucking assisted living facility. Yeah, that's lawyers. Lawyers decided that. Lawyers. In all likelihood, the people making decisions about whether or not to deal with this breakout of COVID-19 in King County, they weren't doctors, they weren't scientists, they weren't anybody with a background in the application of logic and math to physical reality. The people making decisions in King County and Seattle about this fucking virus, and probably in every other municipality, have been fucking lawyers. And probably bankers too. They say when you see one cockroach, there's like 100 others there or something. Here's what I know. If you see a lawyer, there's a banker. If you see a banker, there's a lawyer. And if you see a banker and a lawyer, there's a cop not too far behind with a gun to make sure that whatever the banker and whatever the lawyer wants gets done. I want to give you an update on myself. Yesterday I started getting some symptoms, a bit of a headache, nothing too bad. I mean, I get migraines about once or twice a year. This was nothing. This was just one of those headaches you get that is nothing. I think I had a little bit of a sore throat. I still do, but obviously I can talk, so it's not that bad. And you haven't heard me go yet. You haven't heard that yet. I think that's a good sign too. And I've been exercising. It's funny. I picked the most convenient time to start exercising again. I've been walking up the volunteer park, going up the water tower, and coming back. That's about 4 miles plus, you know, essentially the water tower. That's not bad. And if I can do that 3 days a week, I'll be okay. But really, I haven't taken any special precautions, so there's that. Who knows? No, but here's the thing. I did have a bit of a sore throat. I still do. I think I had a bit of a fever. I still do. I had a stomach ache, but I've also been, you know, I've been getting these MREs at the food bank, and I think that they're basically old MREs from the 90s that they cracked open to verify that the internals were still good, and then they repackaged. So I think I may have had some chicken stew from 1998, and I made a curry out of it, and it tasted good. I don't know if the stew caused it. Could have. You don't know. But if it is the fucking Fledermaus, it's not so bad so far. You know, it doesn't feel so bad. Now, of course, that's how it always starts. And maybe it just creeps up on you. Maybe it just creeps up on you. Maybe the Fledermaus, the fucking COVID-19, the Wu Flu, maybe the Fledermaus is like some fucking film noir classic from the 40s where you're walking down some, you know, rainy street in a black and white world and you know somebody's following you, but you don't know how far behind they are. Maybe that's the Fledermaus. Can you feel the virus chasing you? Can you feel the virus chasing you down the streets of your own monstrous failure? Can you sense the virus coming for you and your gold? Can you sense it? That AR-15 ain't gonna help you with the virus. Neither will the flamethrower. Neither will the grenade launcher. Won't help you with the fucking virus. So I might have it, I probably do, in the following sense. If the virus is real, and if the R-naught, which means the rate of transmission from one person to other people, is somewhere between 4 and 12, and if the King County Health Department has been lying with the Seattle government for the last month and a half, and given that I live in the International District on the edge of Chinatown, And given that I live in a transient building with no elevator, which means lots of fomites in the fucking stairwell, lots of college students, and yes, lots of Asians. No offense, it's not a racial thing. The likelihood that I have the virus, I think, is nearly 100%. And I figured if I got it, given what I know about my immune system personally, I figured I'd burn through it in about a day or two. But that could be hubris, motherfuckers, because this is a bioweapon. Who the fuck knows what a bioweapon does? Who the fuck knows how the RNA on this has been programmed? And I do say programmed. This might just be the biological equivalent of CS gas. Now, if you've never been in the military, CS gas is military-grade crowd control gas, which means it's technically not lethal, okay? When you do your training in the Army or you do your NBC training, you basically go into the chamber, little tab of CS gas, take off your mask, take a fucking whiff, leave the fucking chamber. It's a standard ritual, almost like hazing, to teach you a fucking point. This is lethal, so far it kills people. But on a global level, maybe the real purpose of it is just to keep people down, keep people afraid. Yeah, it's designed to kill some people, but maybe it's mostly designed to spread fear. I still don't know. It could be the culling, the great culling. And you know, why not? The people that run the world are scumbags, so why wouldn't they cull? C-U-L-L, look it up. If your herd has gotten too big, if you can't feed the cattle, every once in a while you gotta kill a bunch of them. You have to cull the herd. Could be the great culling. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I want you to know that I don't feel like I'm dying, and that could be hubris. And I don't think this is going to kill me, and that could be hubris. And of all the things I would say, the thing I'm most afraid of is that this fucking virus hides something uglier. The thing I'm particularly focused on, given that we had sunny skies this morning, and I predicted by noon the sky would look like a French bulldog vomited on it, and guess who was right? Uncle Dan. Yes, here in Seattle, I look at the Gumba sky, brought to you by Raytheon. It's beautiful. I don't know what this thing is for sure, but right now I'm assuming it's a bioweapon. Right now I'm assuming that the basic truth, which is whatever the truth is, I will find out about it too late. And just as always, you can't trust the government, guys. Governments of the world probably created this in one way or the other. Maybe it was just the Chinese government experimenting with weapons. Maybe it was a crazy scientist who stole this shit from the Canadians and took it back to Wuhan. Who the fuck knows? But I am certain this is not something ordinary free people would ever fucking create. Ever. Governments love doing shit like this. Ordinary free people just want to live. They just want to survive. They want to be free. They want to not be fucked with. Ordinary, everyday free people probably wouldn't build bioweapons. I know that sounds crazy. You're going to say, Dan, that's cocaine crazy. Are you saying ordinary, dignified people in a free society probably wouldn't spend a lot of money on bioweapons? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now, on weapons to defend yourself, like, you know, a machine gun or a rail gun or a hydrogen-powered, you know, minigun that shoots steel balls, ordinary means of defending yourself, these are things free people have always done. They will always do. But weapons designed to kill tons of people, this is not something any ordinary person would ever fucking do. It takes a government to do this nasty shit. That's how I feel about this fucking virus. If you're a voter, if you believe in the government after this, you're a fucking moron. You really are. Who are you going to vote for? The person that makes the bioweapons that aren't so bad? That's your basic choice. That's reality. They're all going to give you bioweapons. They're all going to give you economic stimulus you don't need. They will all look out for the banks before they ever give a shit about you. Every fucking banker will be made whole. Every fucking banker will get their fucking money they need to survive. Every fucking banker will be told, "You're too big to fail." The rest of us are too small to succeed. That's their perspective. We're the throwaways. We're the garbage. You need to think about what it takes for a person to build a weapon like this and what their opinion of the human race is. And you tell me if they don't hold us in contempt. They hold all of us in contempt. They hold you in contempt. They hold me in contempt. And whatever their plan is, it's got nothing to do with you being happy, and it's got nothing to do with me being happy or free or dignified. I'd say screw the motherfuckers, but it'd be like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to go fishing all the time. And I never liked to eat crab, but we'd go crabbing, and I used to observe the crabs in the bucket. The people that run the world care no more for me than I used to care about the crabs in the bucket. No more. In fact, That's not actually true. I probably had more compassion for the crabs in the fucking bucket, the ones that were still alive trying to scramble their way out, than any fucking deep state fuck has ever cared about you, ever. And that includes Donald Trump. That includes all of them. Period. They all come out of the same Pez dispenser, and the Pez dispenser is labeled evil. For this March the 1st, 2020, I want to mention something. I got my first donation to my podcast that was denominated in euros. I don't know what this means. It could mean that SoundCloud, which is basically a German company, is fucking with me. I've been upset with them, and maybe they're firing back with their own kind of gaslight bullshit. It could be there's a real listener out there who likes my podcast and just recently paid me in euros. If you're the listener that just paid me in euros, well, my email's on my SoundCloud homepage, but you can reach me at me, that's M-E, that's Mike Echo, at imsully.com. And I'd be curious to find out, you know, why. Was it pity? It's pity. I'll keep the money, but you can keep the pity. But if you enjoyed it, I'd love to know why, because I would have figured the Europeans, especially the Danes, they'd want to have nothing to do with me. I'm no friend of Denmark. Fuck Denmark. But if you're in Europe and you paid me in euros, I'd love to know your fucking story because fuck, you're the first one to pay me in euros. I'd like to read a little T.S. Eliot before I go. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper. That's T.S. Eliot, my friends. I think that's from The Wasteland. If you guys like my podcast and you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, your 550 cord, your fucking bamboo skewers, your concertina wire, your 7,000 rounds of 5.56, your 1,200 rounds of 12 gauge, your 2,000 rounds of 9mm, and your 500 rounds of 45 ACP, if you got your sniper rifle ready and your hunting rifles and your fucking lever action fucking Henry, if you've taken care of all your food, water, shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love, and you still got money left over, fuck, you can donate to me. I will take your donations as long as I'm still alive. Yes, it's true, the virus is taking me now. But as I get closer to the end, I'm seeing things clearer now. I'm seeing I wish I had money for hookers and cocaine. So please donate to the Little Saigon Report. And please look out for our new episodes of Little Saigon Diary. Yes, it is the Baywatch Nights to Baywatch. You get to see what Hasselhoff does at night when he's a PI. Yes, indeed, there are links to Venmo and PayPal in the description of this podcast. There'll also be links to Venmo and PayPal, which are currently on my SoundCloud homepage, which you can conveniently reach, even if you're in Europe, I think, using iamsully.com. And for those of you listening and for those of you meditating upon the nature of reality, I wish and hope this Sunday serves you well. This is March the 1st, 2020. It's right around 2:30 p.m. here, Pacific Standard Time. Remember this. Meditate on this in the days and weeks to come, because as powerful as the government is, it's really just a big disease crocodile. And as fucked up as people are, they're mostly just scared. And they mostly just want help. And if you've got your head screwed on tight, you're already way ahead of most of the Gumbus freaks. So please remember this in the days and weeks and months to come. Some week, huh? Some week, huh? Some week, wah. I'm a force. You are a force. And if we're fighting for liberty and dignity, in my opinion, we're an unstoppable force.